Idaho Wheat Commission researcher Kathy Wilson reflects about millennials, bitcoins, and commodity trading, possibly in the very near future. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
I'm looking at this saying, you know what? It helps that I have two millennials in the household, too. I can't even counsel them on, like, how to get a job. So I'm back thinking to my 20-something-year-old that, okay, get a really nice resume, dress up, look good, walk around, talk to people, show your face, you know, all that stuff. He goes, Mom, I just uploaded my resume on Indeed, and I've gotten 15 callbacks already. And I'm kind of sitting there going, oh, I get it. Yeah, that was pretty old school. Sorry about that. You know, well, good luck, son, because I obviously don't know how it works these days. It's a different world. We think they're different from us, but they're not really. They're just responding to a different world, and they're younger and more flexible than we are, and they get it. And we need to not hamstring the next wave of young professionals by trying to teach them to do it the way we did it, because frankly, in the information society we're in today, we're talking about Bitcoin. Someone may be trading commodities using Bitcoin for the money and blockchain to protect it. I don't even get what those things are. And I have kids that are in their teens that are going, Mom, it's so basic.
To them, maybe. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.